Well, with the Obama administration asking Congress to increase funding for charter schools by almost 50%, we turn to a major new report that claims charter schools are already spending billions of dollars of federal money with nearly no oversight, regulation, or accountability. The report was released by the Center for Media and Democracy and is called New Documents Show How Taxpayer Money is Wasted by Charter Schools. According to the report, the federal government has spent more than $3 billion over the past two decades on the charter school industry. But there is no comprehensive database showing how those funds are spent and what results they produce.
The new report analyzes materials obtained from open records requests regarding independent audits of how states interact with charter schools and their authorizers. It concludes that the anti-regulatory environment around charter schools, coupled with their lack of financial transparency, warrants a moratorium rather than increased charter funding. Well, for more, we go to Denver, Colorado, to Denver Open Media, where we're joined by Lisa Graves, executive director of the Center for Media and Democracy. Their new report is called New Documents Show How Taxpayer Money is Wasted by Charter Schools. Lisa, welcome to Democracy Now! Lay out the key findings of your report.
Thank you so much. We spent quite a bit of time trying to figure out how much money has even been spent by the federal government fueling this industry, and it turned out the sum is $3.3 billion. And so we thought with that much money at stake, there would be tremendous controls on that spending. But our open records request showed time after time in which the federal government and the state governments have no idea how that money is being spent. And that, in part, is due to the design of those schools, the design at the state level, driven by ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council's policies, and a number of sort of extreme policies represent a real hostility to government schools, to the idea of public schools and government oversight. And so what we saw in our records request was a time after time in which no one really knew how much money was being spent by the schools, how much of those tax dollars was being spent on executive pay, how much money was being outsourced to for-profit corporations. But we know that this $3.3 billion has fueled an industry that now devotes millions of dollars each year to lobbying for more charter schools and devotes millions of dollars advertising on public airways for people to send their kids to charter schools, things that public schools don't have a chance to do. Public schools don't have the